Bandung, the capital city of West Java, Indonesia, has a rich history that dates back to the early 19th century. It was originally a small town surrounded by mountains and lush greenery. The city's development began during the Dutch colonial period, when the Dutch authorities built infrastructure to make Bandung more accessible and livable. In the early 1900s, Bandung became a popular destination for Dutch elites due to its cooler climate, which was a welcome escape from the tropical heat of other parts of Java. The city was even called Paris van Java, or Paris of Java, because of its European-style architecture, beautiful gardens, and relaxed atmosphere. Many grand hotels and colonial buildings were built during this time, and Bandung quickly became a cultural and economic hub. One of the most significant events in Bandung's history was the 1955 Asian-African Conference, also known as the Bandung Conference. This conference was held in Bandung and attended by leaders from 29 Asian and African countries. The conference marked an important moment in the history of decolonization and the fight for independence from colonial powers. The city became known as the birthplace of the Non-Aligned Movement, which promoted peaceful cooperation among nations. Today, Bandung is known for its vibrant arts and culture, historical landmarks, and universities. It's also famous for its local food scene, including dishes like batagor, satay, and nasi timbal. Visitors to the city can explore colonial-era architecture, visit the famous Gedung Sate building, and enjoy the scenic views of Tangkuban Perahu, a dormant volcano just outside the city.
Questions. Number 1. When did the development of Bandung begin? Number 2. Why did the Dutch elites begin to visit Bandung in the early 1900s? Number 3. What nickname did Bandung earn during the Dutch colonial period? Number 4. What important event took place in Bandung in 1955? Number 5. What is the Bandung Conference known for? Number 6. What is Bandung famous for today? Number 7. What is one of the famous landmarks in Bandung mentioned in the passage? Number 8. What dish is Bandung famous for? Number 9. What natural feature can be visited near Bandung? Number 10. How did Bandung become known as a cultural and economic hub